At the moment, investors are still buying into the Fed's communication, a communication which has been reassuring investors to continue to buy risk assets, with the central bank committed to its lower for longer policy track, even despite inflation risk. But we have seen some doubt coming out of the bond market, and this has been the story of late because it's the type of doubt that could really shake up the stock market if that doubt becomes a more widespread event. And certainly with the US administration looking at dollars like monopoly money, the risk the bond market could end up being right is one that should not be taken lightly. So while stocks sit at record highs, we are seeing signs that things could be changing. Perhaps one place this can be seen is in investor sentiment towards the different sectors within stocks. We've been seeing a bit of a rotation away from tech stocks into longer-term value plays, something that could be flagging the start to that shakeup. As far as currencies go, all of this suggests there could be bigger demand for the safe haven US dollar ahead. And we saw some of that into the end of last week with most currencies under pressure against the buck. A lot of this also had to do with softer economic data out of Australia, New Zealand, and the UK, talk the BOJ would still be keeping rate cuts in play, and a discouraging vaccine rollout in the Eurozone. The Canadian dollar was the only exception, putting in notable outperformance on the back of a very strong Friday Canada jobs report. Looking ahead, the calendar is rather light, with only New York Empire State Manufacturing out. That's all for now.